And I am back with If You Really Care, Part 2. An interesting title to this. I was recently watching TV, and I'm not going to say the name of the company, but you guys can probably guess by listening to what I'm going to tell you. For those who live in America, you can probably guess which company I'm referring to. We all know that our children struggle in school. We all know that they have difficulties, whether it's of their own doing or whether it's a learning disability. Our kids sometimes struggle in school, and some of them need help. There's some great tutoring services out there, and it is amazing what these kids can do if they get some help. What I wish people would understand is that when you tell your child that you're going to get them a tutor and they're going to help, you know, you're really, really, you know, your child needs to know that you're doing the best for them. What a parent should not have to hear is what they say on commercials. For example, if you want your child to succeed and have a good life, you will call this number. Excuse me? So what happens if our children don't call this number? What happens if our parents don't call this number? Am I supposed to believe that our children are never going to succeed? Obviously, they don't mean it the way it sounds. But really think about what you're saying. Yes, we have children that struggle, that go through hard times. But what you really need to understand is, in my opinion, if I were a mother, that would not win your business for me. I understand that people need to make money, and if there are people out there that are willing to tutor children, and if parents are willing to pay a little bit, because, you know, their time does deserve a little bit of credit, I have no problem with someone wanting to make it a business. What I do have a problem with is when they tell you, if you want your child to succeed. No, in my opinion, I think the proper wording should be, if your child needs help. Some children need help, some don't. But it's not if you want your child to succeed and have a good life. They make it seem like what they do depends on if your child is going to succeed or not. If you have a child that's struggling, that should be the last thing you have to hear. In my opinion, I have done volunteer work with autistic children. I have worked with children who are blind. I have done volunteer work. And it's because I do want children to get help.
1:17.
In fact, in the future, I want to go to college because I want to be an elementary school teacher and actually teach children, teach blind children especially, because I'm concerned about the lack of Braille reading in school. The important thing is that we need to know that our children, they do need help. But again, stop trying to make your business better with, if you really care, if you want your child to succeed, then you'll do this. Excuse me, I don't agree with that.
0:34.
Now, I want to end this boo off so I don't have to do a second one, but my point that I'm getting to is, I know that you need to make a little bit of money. Spammers, please stop. But the point is that if you really, really want to help your customers, you will help them. Not tell them, if you want your child to succeed. Children are precious. They're a gift from God. Treat them as such. Everyone is a gift from God.